So there is an inherent desire in men to fuck and to kill. And what we have, and so this practice is called fuck and kill to consciousness. So what we haven't seen is the integration of that primal instinct and that natural primality part of our animal. You know, if we don't look at the highly developed cognitive part of us yet, but we just look, tap into the part of us that's still in the animal psyche, there is an undeveloped part in most men that is still energetically playing out in terms of fuck and kill. So this practice is about bringing it to consciousness. So it's essentially bringing it to a space where we integrate it into heart and presence. And what you see when you do that, it's so beautiful when I've seen men do this. So I might just like take everyone's memory to like when you see a kind of like missing early 20s men, doesn't have to be early 20s, some men in like a pub brawl, for example. Right. And it's quite, you know, there's no intelligent conversations going on in that. There's no like, so it's thinking about that energy in terms of the kill energy. And we don't have to think of it on the extreme, is what I'm trying to say. Is like, and this practice is aimed at all men. So we don't have to think of it on the extreme. We don't have to be thinking about the extremely violent criminals or putting ourselves to that level of extreme expression of this energy. But we can think about it in terms of like where it exists in the normal, the, I don't want to say normal human, but the average person. What I genuinely believe is that the more that everyone does the work to purify these energies that are out of alignment with our higher selves, so out of alignment with our mature selves or with our heart-centered selves, that it actually has a ripple effect across the world. So it doesn't matter in what class, system, structure you are doing the work, it just matters that we're doing the work. So this practice is about accessing that part. And so if I talk about the fuck energy, this can be one of the directions in the practice is to, we have a set of pillows and I guide the men to basically just unleash on the pillows in fuck energy in whatever way, putting fuck right and wrong aside and just letting themselves fully feel that desire to take and to ravish and to fuck. And so another way to look at that energy is that we can quite commonly see it in pornography where there's not a lot of heart connection. It's not really about the female's experience. And that energy on its own is actually destructive. So you don't even have to say, you know, take it all the way up to like abuse, but you look at it in terms of the lower grade energy where it's not done without consciousness or awareness or heart, actually. And so that does create not only disconnection in the bedroom, but also can create trauma. So looking at that desire and that energy, and this is probably a higher level practice that I take people through. Don't really start people here. We kind of build up to this generally. But then we learn about how to then bring these energies, which we can so often see as like shunned or put aside, and then we can marry it with the heart and presence. And in that, we can find a lot of beauty.